From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. We continue our political coverage now. Just a few minutes ago, we had on Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan, a Clinton supporter. Republican Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana is here as well in Washington for the winter meeting of the National Governors Association. I also spoke with him about the presidential race. Governor Daniels, Senator McCain is the presumptive Republican nominee now. And last week, when the New York Times published an article suggesting that he had an improper relationship with a lobbyist, Republican conservatives publicly rushed to his defense. Do you think the Republican establishment is worried that some of these charges could stick, and should they be?
No. Neither should be, nor are they, I don't think. If there's anything that Senator McCain's known for, it's character and a commitment to the highest standards of conduct, and this will pass.
As he moves to shore up his support with conservatives, he, of course, has always enjoyed the support of independents. Do you think he risks alienating independents as he courts conservative voters?
No, I don't. He's his own man, always has been. He was in our state just the other day, and he didn't change a single thing. He talked about issues like global warming that many so-called conservatives I might disagree with him on, but I believe that his record speaks for itself here. He's also going, you have to remember, he's going to wind up competing against the most doctrinaire left-wing candidate probably ever offered to the American people, and the contrast there ultimately I think will be more than enough to keep those who view the world more conservatively together.
Mm-hmm. Let me push you a little bit on this independent vote that John McCain has always enjoyed. Some of these independents have been leaning towards Barack Obama.
There's a lot of romance around Senator Obama right now, and he's a very gifted candidate. But, you know, if he were a moderate in any way, if he were a new Democrat in any way, he'd be impossible to beat, in my opinion. That's not apparently what we're going to have. He and Senator Clinton are almost indistinguishable. I'm sure they're both sincere, but they're incredibly left-wing in what they stand for. This is old-fashioned statism. I don't know one thing they're for that Senator Ted Kennedy hadn't been for a long time.
Give me a definition, please, when you say left-wing. What do you mean?
Oh, big government answer to everything, from health care to government spending programs without end, high taxation, even in a weak economy. Now, these are legitimate points of view, but they, by any fair description, are pretty extreme. And I think that it does leave room, be a close-run thing at any event, but a maverick, an independent like Senator McCain, I think will have a credible opportunity when we get past the romance and we get to, you know, what people really stand for. He'll have a very credible opportunity to compete for votes in the middle that might not have been available to the Republicans in many cases.
Hmm. Are you worried that the Democratic base has been more energized by what you characterize as the romance of Barack Obama, that the turnout, which we've seen record turnouts in primaries and caucuses, mean that some Republicans might stay at home?
I say more power to them, the Democrats now here. I mean, I think you don't have to agree with things that are being said. I disagree strongly with almost all of it, but to welcome things that excite people about public affairs and bring people out to vote. So I give him credit, and I think Senator Obama deserves most of that credit. But months from now, when it's a binary choice, I think that there's an opening that I was not sure would be there for any Republican in a year when, by many, many, for many reasons, we might have been without much chance. So no predictions here, but I think this is going to be a lot more competitive race than it might have been given a different Republican nominee and perhaps a more moderate Democratic nominee.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. We've been speaking with Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana. Thanks again.
Thank you.